This is Jamie Lynn with Life Enhancing Secrets for Body, Mind, and Home on 88.9 FM. Today's life enhancing tip is about interior designing with feng shui, the art of decorating your home for greater health, wealth, and happiness. And why not? You make your home more beautiful and you improve your life at the same time. I've been practicing feng shui for more than 20 years and it's a winner in my book. I bet you didn't even know something though. Feng shui changes every year, every month, and every day, just like every other cycle in nature. So why don't I give you the best and the worst directions to face for 2005? Let's do the worst energy first and get it out of the way. The worst direction to sleep with your head pointing is toward the northwest because this year it has the energy of worst possible misfortune. To reduce the energy, you can place a metal bowl or metal object on the headboard. Personally, I would just move your bed to another location. If you sit facing the northwest at work, the likelihood of professional failure and legal problems are high. Again, you can place a big metal object in the northwest, but it's best to face another direction. And I seriously recommend that. The best direction for 2005 is the south. If you sleep with your head pointing the south, you will be soaking up good family and personal relationships along with great honor, integrity, and social status while you sleep. Enhance this energy even further by placing the biggest rock crystal of your favorite stone, such as amethyst, rose quartz, or clear quartz, on your headboard. If you face south at your office, you will inspire great professional success. Enhance the wonderful energy of the south with the water fountain that you can get from any homeware store. These tips are for everyone this year. Further life enhancing and sleeping tips, we each have personal directions too, and I invite you to learn yours on jamielynn.com. Email me at radio@jamielynn.com, jamielynn.com. Visit jamielynn.com for more life enhancing secrets. And have a day full of love.